Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Courtney Degner, Vice President at Cadiz Inc., a publicly held natural resources company. She's in charge of external affairs, and they've teamed up with the San Diego Zoo for a conservation effort to help the endangered California desert tortoise. Thank you very much for joining me today, Courtney. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
Okay, now before we get started, tell us a little bit about Cadiz Incorporated. What is Cadiz Incorporated?
Cadiz is the largest private landowner in the Eastern Mojave Desert portion of San Bernardino County. We own 45,000 acres of land there. We're developing a water project and also a farm on our primary property in the Cadiz Valley. We also have a 7,500-acre desert tortoise conservation bank that was permitted by the state of California a couple of years ago.
And that's going to be the focus of our interview tonight, the desert tortoise. Now, you've teamed up with the San Diego Zoo to offer the threatened California desert tortoise a head start with your Head Starting program. Now, what's that all about?
The Head Starting program is being led by the San Diego Zoo in partnership with the USGS, USBLM, Edwards Air Force Base, and Cadiz. And it aims to improve outcomes for baby and young tortoises. Program has two locations, at Cadiz, at our properties in the Cadiz Valley, and at the Edwards Air Force Base. And there we have mother tortoises, about 30, that are being housed and will lay their eggs. And then once the eggs are laid, the zoo scientists will monitor those babies until they hatch, and then raise them for 6 to 18 months before releasing them to the wild with trackers.
Okay, where do those adult tortoises come from? Does the San Diego Zoo provide you with those tortoises?
No, the scientists, I believe, worked with USBLM and USGS to identify mother tortoises in the wild and bring them to the locations.
So how does the program work? I know you went into it a little bit, but can you get into a little bit more specific details on how the program works?
Sure. So the tortoise species, the California desert tortoise, has been threatened, as you know. It's a U.S. Endangered Species Act threatened species, and its population has been in decline for several decades. But the idea is to help, as with the Head Starting program, is to help the desert tortoise babies to thrive in the wild once they are born. They're significantly challenged when they are young at survival. Until they're about five, their shells are not as hard and they're threatened by predators. So the idea is to help them in that young stage so that they can thrive once they're in the wild. And tortoises can live 50 to 80 years once they are in the wild. Some can even live 100 years if they're in homes with families.
So how old are they before they are actually released to the wild?
They expect to release them anytime between 6 months and 18 months of age, and then with the tracking system to be able to continue to monitor them to see exactly how they do in the wild, because babies typically are hard to find. And so with this program, they are able to locate them, keep track of them, and see what types of risks that the young do face in the wild.
So they actually put little tracking monitors on these baby turtles.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Okay, now what is the population of the desert tortoise like now? You say it's been declining. Do you have any specific numbers?
Well, the zoo estimates that there's been a 90% decline over the last 20 years, and it's hard to exactly have precise numbers, but I know the U.S. Fish and Wildlife did a study from 2004 to 2014 over a 10-year period and saw that the numbers were declined by about 40,000, from about over, I think it was close to 100,000 down to about 60,000. And that was just over that 10-year period. And they do know that they've declined further since that time. So the real concern is the densities in the desert. So as the population declines, the tortoises are more spread out, which then hurts their opportunities to mate. And then that contributes to having lower survival rates for the young. So that's another reason to have the Head Starting program, is to be able to ensure survival of some of the young, and then hopefully put them into the wild and locate and increase the densities.
Oh, great. Now, what are some of their natural predators?
Let's see. Ravens are known to be, I think, one of the biggest threats. I think the other challenges have been just changing development in the desert. Tourism has increased, even in the national parks, vehicle traffic, et cetera. So there's just been there's a increase in just activities, I think, in their natural habitat.
What should people do, or what can they do, to help increase the population of the California desert tortoise?
Well, I think one of the biggest things I know that the Park Service talks about is slowing down. And tortoises are a slow creature, but do tend to cross the roads, especially in rainy conditions. So it's just when we're, you know, in their habitat to be slow, be careful, be on the lookout. And yes, also cover their trash when camping. Always pack in, pack out, and, you know, leave no trace behind.
How did this collaboration with the San Diego Zoo get started, and why did Cadiz want to get involved with this project?
So I think as we started, I mentioned, you know, we have a desert tortoise conservation bank where a few years ago we set aside 7,500 acres of our property and had it permitted with the state of California. And as part of that process, we began working with the zoo and the San Diego Habitat Conservancy. So under our program, we make our lands available for mitigation habitat for the tortoise, and then the zoo and the Habitat Conservancy will work on managing it. And then through that work, we knew that the zoo was doing this head starting research, and so we offered our properties for that separate endeavor, and they needed a second location. They were dealing with the Edwards Air Force Base, and so in addition to Edwards, they also wanted another location, and so we made our properties available.
And what is the ultimate goal for the program?
Well, the ultimate goal, I can't speak for the zoo, but I think for us, it's definitely to improve outcomes for the desert tortoise and their habitat, increase their numbers, increase their chances for survival. I do know, I think, as I mentioned, that the zoo hopes to learn more about the development of young tortoises in their young life and what they can do to help increase their chances of survival. But I think, as I mentioned, with the numbers declining as they have been, this type of program, it hopes to improve those outcomes and reverse that trend.
I imagine you get funding somewhere. How is the program funded?
The primary funding was through a grant from the State of California Energy Commission, and Cadiz has donated its private property and facilities for the program at our property. I'm not sure of the funding for the other Edwards property location.
Okay, can the general public help out with this project?
Well, the zoo does take donations, not specifically for this head starting program, but for their conservation efforts with the desert tortoise. And I think visiting their website and contributing there would be a great way to help.
Okay, as we get ready to close, is there anything you'd like to add that you think the general public should know about the desert tortoise?
Well, again, I think the desert tortoise is a threatened species. It's a fabric of the desert, and there's a lot we can do to help ensure their survival, and slowing down and being careful and enjoying the habitat, but also being mindful of the species is important. And there are ways for the public and private companies and public entities to all work together to ensure that our environment is protected, and we're very proud of our work with the zoo and the USGS and BLM and Edwards to make sure that happens.
Courtney Degner, Vice President at Cadiz Incorporated, teaming up with the San Diego Zoo for the Head Starting program to help the California desert tortoise. Thank you very much for joining us today, Courtney. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.